Good morning, everyone. At least it's early here in Finland, and we will, as usual, be working on the idea of Shambhala. And actually, Tuija and I hope that it will be possible at some point in the future to take the many 700 some Shambhala references and to really study them closely. It will be a project, a significant project in which the divine will be more deeply understood. The relationship between humanity and Shambhala is growing at all times. At least that is the intention. And the influence of the moon is waning. Now, whether this is the result of the will of the planetary logos, which I'm sure it is, and also the will of the solar logos, we have an opportunity to plant seeds at the new moon, which for the individual and for humanity as a whole can grow into contents which can build the causal body. At the full moon and new moon come these opportunities to really contribute to the ever-growing content of the causal body as we all gradually move through the third initiation and to the fourth initiation, however long that may take. And in tonight's little meditation, we will emphasize the planting of the seed. This will not be a discussion. You make note. This will simply be a meditation. And then we will, later continue with our usual vigil work and the other things that are scheduled for this week. So let us begin. Thinking of the true Shambhala and its four gates, which are the cosmic ethers, and of the reflected Shambhala within the normal lower etheric plane. And we're told that that center, that reflection in the Gobi Desert, will become ever more known and understood as the vibrancy of the ether increases, our ability to see it increases, and we will understand that there is a great center there. And one day, in a sense, Sanat Kumara will walk the earth through that center. So let us begin, and exactly in 40 minutes, we have the exact new moon. I'll try to give you sufficient silence before that time and after so that we can ponder deeply and receive, in a sense, the seed which is meant to be planted for this particular month, for this particular individual, and for perhaps for our nation and for humanity as a whole. Different seeds to be planted and come to fruition over a month's time. So we begin. remembering that the earth, our earth scheme, has the distinction of being the base of the spine center for the solar logos. That is, there are other planets involved, but Earth is that, and with its first ray monad is becoming ever more the seat of will, even as purpose is found within the solar logos itself. So these eclipse moments, or at least especially strong when there's an eclipse, but the new moon and full moon moments are filled with the possibility of will, and that's particularly the new moon and the fulfillment of consciousness at the full moon. And in order to receive the implantation, and in order to align with this highest of all centers, at least to receive some small indication of energy, of purpose, we must see our vehicles purified. And we'll use the white light, the beam of white light, to purify the physical vehicle individually. And humanity as a whole, physically. And the etheric vehicle individually, ridding it of chaos and myopic tendency, using as well the violet light. And thus for the etheric vehicle of all humanity. And the astral body of the individual where so many glamours are found. We raise the quality of that vehicle. Using especially the rose light, and for the troubled astral vehicle of humanity, moving towards the rose light, the higher sixth ray of silvery rose. Bringing a degree of necessary calm to that turbulent sphere of influence. And ending many distortions, under which humanity presently is suffering. And the mental vehicle, which is so often separative, whether the mental vehicle of humanity or of the individual. The color orange is often used, but the complement of orange is the blue. And we will use that complementary color. To render the concrete mind less subject to illusion, more inclusive, and more easily held steady in the light. A mind held steady in the light. The mind of humanity held more steadily in the light. And not so subject to the great heresy of separateness. The mind eventually as it is in Christ. So that we may think within the heart and feel within the mind. As we move towards that state of glorification resulting from purification, which for the individual or humanity we call Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we withdraw imaginatively into the soul sphere, gathering the soul energies around the mental unit, and we feel ourselves more and more part of the group soul of humanity. We project through that pool of accumulated soul energies on the mental plane towards that high realm where the true Shambhala can be found. And we use the what really is a Shambhalic mantra, a word of power. I see the greatest light, a beam of pure white light projected as we inwardly say to ourselves, I see the greatest light. we are as open as possible to this great light of purpose emanating from Shambhala under the impress of the solar logos. However little we receive, it is something to align us with purpose. And we think about this description of Shambhala. An amazing description, which one day we will confirm for ourselves. It is a world of pure energy, of light, and of directed force. It can be seen as streams and centers of force, all forming a pattern of consummate beauty, all potentially invocative of the world of the soul and the world of phenomena. It therefore constitutes, in a very real sense, the world of causes and of initiation. Ponder for a few moments of that with which we are seeking to come even slightly en rapport. Under that light of purpose, we seek to work. Under that light of will, we seek to work. So that we may truly be aligned with the divine plan, which reflects in time and space as much of that will and purpose as may be possible for us, for our groups, our nation, and humanity as a whole. We imagine then this concentrated Capricorn energy that we have been discussing. We've experienced the full moon. Sometimes it occurs first, sometimes after the new moon. And for us as individuals, it contains the secret of the soul. It rules the law of elevation, the law of spiritual progress. It rules the whole range of initiatory possibility for the first five initiations. And no doubt beyond, as associated with Saturn, which is the permanent atom of the cosmic physical plane. It's associated with the light supernal, in which we can begin to see the true world of divinity. Now, what is it that you would like to plant, given these Capricorn energies, something of the nature of Capricorn in your individual, internal, inner life, and see come to fruition at some point near the full moon or past the full moon? What would you like to see planted that will become part of your causal body, ever building the causal body at this time? Let us ponder. And make a note of that which you are planting now. Because this is how we build the individual causal body, through these astrological and ray qualities. At times of sensitive accessibility to them. What would you like to see of a Capricornian nature planted for the unfoldment of your nation? For this next month, helping to build its causal body. And most importantly, what would you like to see planted for humanity as a whole? Something of a Capricornian nature which can come to fruition. This month, or at least can demonstrate more fully in the building of the causal body of the human race. Do your best to keep a record of the seeds that you would like to nourish, individual, national, and pan-human across all of humanity. And think of them as you live your life through the month. Because this is how we build our egoic nature. The egoic lotus. The temple. Not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now in the time remaining, which is about 12 minutes, we will meditate on situations as they are arising in the world, and in the life of humanity in general, as it fights the battle between the dweller on the threshold and the angel of the presence. We'll ponder these situations, especially in the field of politics, religion, and economics. These are the crisis areas, all interwoven with environmental crisis. And we know changes must come under the divine purpose as we work willfully, lovingly, intelligently in our own little spheres with the divine plan. So let us work for some minutes visualizing where the changes are needed. Each can be free to determine that for himself or herself. And when the exact moment of the new moon comes, I will sound the Om. Where is the trouble, and what can we do? Whatever of the light supernal we have been able to receive or be impressed by, that we apply, whether in the area of the Manu, where there is now so much crisis, the Bodhisattva or the Maha Chohan. They are all working together to elevate humanity under the law and in a responsible way. And given the crisis which is now upon humanity, a crisis in the political, social, and Department of Health, we might say, we call earnestly upon the Lords of Liberation, using the second of the great invocations, and I'll make sure that we have that, yes. These great lords do not want to be worshipped, we are told. They want to be invoked for the purposes of planetary welfare and the welfare of humanity. And that's what we do. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. We do not know how these great lords can work, but we know that they can and will work in emergency situations. At all costs, it is necessary to avoid the precipitation of any kind of World War III, which is being presently fought out internally, psychologically, on the planes, the inner planes, which must be controlled by spirit. We have to keep this battle on the inner planes and achieve a victory on the inner planes without any kind of precipitation which could mean the destruction of humanity, as DK has warned. And so we go on building our own individual causal body, the causal body of our nation, the causal body of humanity, We continue to build, we continue to stand on guard, vigilant through the vigils in which we have been engaged, attempting to protect the will of the many, which taken together will represent the will of the one. We must not succumb to totalitarianism, the true enemy, as Master DK tells us. We will close our meditation with the great invocation and invite you tonight at 8 o'clock GMT to the continuation of the vigil for the preservation of democracy and its improvement, of course. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you, everyone, and we'll be working with you a little later as we continue to stand in spiritual being on guard. Bye for now.